Tanan, but not like this. Omar Rebbe Lezer says, Oma imisha shekona liyatzmoy harayu maifin adoreo. Rebbe Lezer says, now mishnah like this, svar is that mazach, when a man marries his own wife, a regular kedushin. So halacha is, you're allowed to be mefer in adorim. If you're only an oros, only after kedushin, you have to do it with the father. So if so, isha, hear your sister-in-law, after your brother died, isha shehikna le min hashemayim, that min hashemayim there's a mitzvah yibum, that she's attached to you, that you have to do something with her, is eina din shemefin adorim? Isn't it for sure svara that the yavam has a right to be made for his sister-in-law's nadarim? Now, the bishosu b'maimer, if you want to say we're talking about now, we just answered, that in the case where there are two brothers, how do we know which one is the husband, which one can make that for her? We said in the case where one of them made maimer. If you want to come on to maimer, if so, what does Rabbi Lezer say? It's min hashemayim. It's not min hashemayim. Maimer is something that you do yourself. That's a ma'aser kedushin. You are mekadesha. For the Gemara of Ibish, also by Maimer. Konali Yatsmayhu. So, of course, it's called you made kedushin. You married him now. So, why does your blessed say it's called Min HaShemayim, that it's a Zika? It's not only the Zika, it's called you made the Maimer. So, the Gemara answers, Shekonal true. Shekona liyatzma, it's taka true, you made maima, you were mekadisha, but ayidei shemayim. But it was only because there was a zika here. Lemaisa, she's your sister-in-law. Since she's your sister-in-law, she's an erva. Stamped to be mekadisha sister-in-law, there's no kedushin, is not tofas. The only reason why the kedushin is tofas over here is because min hashemayim there's a mitzvah yibum. Since there's a mitzvah yibum, so she's zokik to you, so therefore we say if you go make kedushin with her now, you could finish it off. But a vada has to do that there is a kinyan min hashemayim. So Ran says, "Temak mehocha yavyagida gabei," because before you made the maimer, you were attached to her. Nishum zika, because there was zika. Therefore, the maimer helps. But without the zika, maimer would not help. You can't go and marry your sister-in-law. She's an erva to you. So now that's Tzan Reb Lezer. Now the Gemara says, if so, Tifshay to boy Rabba. The Chorah then for now Mishnah we should be Poshit Rabba's question. The Rabba's Rabba had a Shaila, Maimel of Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai says, when one of the brothers make Maimer, he's Koiner a Kinyan Gomer. It's like his wife. What does that mean? What type of a Kinyan do you have? Erisin Oysa? Does Maimer here only make Erisin? Because Maimer is only a Maisi Kedushin. So just like the Makadish, a regular wife, it only makes Erisin, not Nisuyin. Here also by Yavam to a Yavam, and the same thing, where even though there's Zika, for when you make Maimah, this Kedushin, according to Vesham, it only makes Erisin. Oi, Nisuyin Oysa. Or else Rabbi was Masupik, maybe it even goes so far to make Nisuyin. Like by Yavam, just like when you make the Biya with her, it's Nisuyin right away, so maybe according to Vesham, if the old Maimah is a Kinyan, maybe it's called the Kinyan Gomer, that this Maimah itself can make Nisuyin. That was Rabbi Shaila. So Gemara is saying now, Tifshat for now, Mishnah, we should bring up Raya, should bring Peshid, to Nisuyin Oysa, that Maimer, according to Veshami, is called the complete Kinyan. When one of the brothers make Maimer to his Yavama, he's Kaina completely. Why? The Erisin Oysa, because if you want to say Maimer only makes a Kinyan of Kedushin, just Erisin, not Nisuyin, is so what Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Sperik, that Nara Hamarosa, when you have the girl that's only 12 years old, and she's a marosa, she has a husband now, she has kedushin. Halacha is, if she makes a neder, or a neder she has from before, that aviha or baila mefrim adoreha, that you need two people to make that farah. The husband can't do it by himself, he needs the father also. So the havamin of the Gemara is now, when our Mishnah says that the yavam could be mefer, the havamin there is, the yavam is mefer by himself. He makes that farah by himself without the father at all. So the question is why? If you're telling me now, according to Rebbe Lezer, when you have two brothers, why could they make Hafara? Only because one of them made Maimer. So the one that made Maimer, he's the husband. But why could he be made for it by himself? If Maimer only makes Kedushin, that's all. So when you Mekadish your wife, the husband can't be made for the Nedarim by himself. He has to come on to a father. So the Avamin is now Mishnah, when it says that the Yavam could be made for Yofar, means by himself. How could he do it by himself without the father? It has to be that when you make Maimer, it's a Kinyan Gomer. It's like you have Nisuyin with them. It's like she's mamash 100% your wife with a Kinyan Nisuyin. Therefore, the Baal now, the Yovim, he can be made for completely. So here we have a Raya that Maimer is a complete Kinyan Nisuyin. Shumar says no. It could be Pshar now Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. That Shemeris Yovim, it says Yofer, Blezoyma Yofer. You know what Yofer means? It could be maybe Beshutfis. Could be my Yofer, Yofer Beshutfis. Could mean no. It doesn't mean that he made for by himself. It means that he made for with the father. But true, it could be that the Maimer only makes Kedushin. That's all. And after Kedushin, you need the father. True. We're talking about in the Mishnah that the father is still alive. And therefore it's made for Beshutfis. This Gemara says, Tanya Namiyochi. I'll bring you a proof like this also. Tanya Namiyochi, the same thing. The Chur that only makes Kedushin and not Nisuyin. Tanya Namiyochi to Rabami. I'll bring you another proof to Rabami. At least according to Rabami's teretz, Rabami gave a teretz. We're talking about Maimer. What was Rabami's dear? You're in Shosebo Maimer. So what's the proof now? Tanya Namiyochi. That Shemeris Yovim, says the case of Shemeris Yovim, her husband died. Bein Yovim Echad, Bein Shnei Yevamin. Whether there are two brothers alive or only one brother alive. Reb Lezer Roime Yofer. Lezer says still, one of them could be Mefer. Reb Yeshua Roimer, Liyechav Lo Lishnayim. Reb Yeshua says, not like it says now, Mishnah, only if there's only one brother alive. Then we know for sure he has the Yezika. He's the one that will make the Yibum. Therefore he could be Mefer. But not in the case where there are two brothers alive. Then we say, ain't greater, we don't know which one of the two is going to make the Zika, so that neither of them is called the complete husband. You have Yakiva Roimer, no, Lo Liyechav Lo Lishnayim. Because he holds ain't Zika, so the fact that the brother, even there's only one brother alive, this attachment that he has to do the Mrs. Yibum is not strong enough. It's not called like she, like you're his wife, you're the wife, you're the husband yet. Therefore, the Yovam cannot be made. On this, Omer Reb Elezer, Umar Yimisha, Shein Loi Chelek Bo, Ad Shiloi Tovel Rishusoi, Madach, like your own wife, that you have nothing to do with her until you make Kedushin. Like before you married your wife, she's nothing to you, she's not related to you. You have nothing to do with her yet. Mishavos L'Rishusoi, Nigmar Loi, but once you make Kedushin with her, then she's considered yours, then you're the husband, then you could be Mefer. Is so Isha, she eshle chelik, achle tavle reshusai. Here are Shemeris Yavim. When your brother died, so as soon as your brother dies, his wife right away is considered attached to you. There's a mitzvah zikat yibum. You are attached to her even before you do something. If so, mishabos reshusai, and a diksha tigmerloi. When you do something with her, isn't it for sure to say that you should be completely with her? Turan says what it means to say is an arusa. It's on Ayin Hay. Turan, the third line. Mishabos l'rishusay. Haino mishakitcha. When you mekadesh your wife, v'haino lishna. The mishabos the ilu nesuyim b'loshin knisa. We're not talking about nesuyim. We're talking about stam kedushin. So when do you have shaychus to your wife? Only after you mekadesh her. Mashen can hear the yavam to the yavama. He has shaychus to her before he makes anything. Is nigmula linyanah forest nadarim. The Mefer Beshutfus the Yav. Isn't it for sure, Svar over here, that the Yavim now, when he does something, he could be Mefer. On this, so Lechura Tzuraya, what is the Yavim doing here? Lechura Tzuraya is that he made Maimer. Because if he didn't make Maimer, what's this lashon that even before he did something, she's attached. So now when you did something, for sure she's in your Rishus. Lechura Tzuraya, according to Reb Elezer, we're talking about where he made Maimer. Then it applies very good. This kavuchaima like madach a regular wife that you have no shaychus to her before the kedushin. When you mekadesh her, you could be mefer with her father. So a shemeris yavam. As soon as your sister-in-law, when your brother died, right away the sister-in-law is zokuk. There is a zika. She's attached to you even before you do anything. So now, as soon as you make a maimer, there's a svara to say the maimer should be carrying the kinyan kedushin that I call upon him. You could be mefer with the father. That's Reb Lezer's svara. On this, Omolor Rebbe Kiva answers back and says, no, Lo yimamata b'isha shekarnu liatzmai. We own wife that you marry. Shekeshen shein lo chelik bo, kach ein lacherim chelik bo. Your own wife, true. Before you married her, you had nothing to do with her. But nobody else had to do with her either. She had no kinyonim at all to anybody. Therefore, when you marry her, you take her completely. Tiyama v'isha shikna loy min ha-shamayim. Ma'ashegin here by Shemeres Yavim. Where the husband died, your brother died. As soon as he dies, the Shemeres Yavim she is zokuk to as many brothers that are alive. So shekishem sheyesh le'imo chelik, kach yesh lacherim chelik bo. Like if there are two brothers alive, the same way she's a little bit attached to you, she's attached to your other brother also. So Mekiva says, that's not called a husband at all. True, when you marry your wife, you have no kinyana before, but after the Kedushin, you're the only husband. But over here, we hold Zika here, so when there are two brothers alive, shows he was attached to both of them. So therefore, neither of them is called the complete husband. So that's what Mekiva says, neither of them can be mefer. On this, the Gemara, like I said, now Mishnah, Amalar of Yeshua, Yeshua says back to Akiva, Tivarecho b'shnei yevomen. You're saying a very good svara when there are two brothers alive. Since there are two brothers alive now, she's zokuk liyivim to both of them. So she's like attached to both of them, that's nothing. You can't see either one of them as a real husband. Therefore, there's no din hafara.
All right, turn over.
But the Bishu of Yeshua says to Akiva though, the Recha b'shnei yevomen, but ma tomeshev ayavim echod. You didn't answer a good svara back like to me, where I held if there's only one brother alive, he could be mefer. Like if there's only one brother alive, we have the churah d'kal v'chaima, that you're better off now. Because beforehand, you had shaychus to her. She's a shemeres yavam. As soon as your brother died, she's zokuk to you. And now, as soon as you do something, you make maimer like, she should be called you're the baal, you're the husband. So you should be able to be mefer. Or maloi, so the key answers back, klum cholatnu ayavam echod, v'al shnei yavamin. Is there any difference, klum cholatnu, whether it's one yavam, whether two yavamin, bein sh'osav b'maimer, bein sh'loyosav b'maimer, whether they did make maimer, or whether they did not make any maimer. U'kishar devorim, kein nedarim, like other things, is the same halacha of hilchos nedarim. In other words, that l'maisa we hold ain't zika, and therefore, since we hold ain't zika, nothing doing. L'maisa, we hold ain't zika, nobody should make the, you can't make that farah. The Ran says, Kishar devorim kein nedarim, mishar devorim atalomad, shein ayovim meifin nedareho, shirei lishar devorim ain't a karusa. Like for other things, it's not called karusa. Even if the yovim made maimer, but still not consider his wife yet. Look at the first to come, and the Gemara will soon explain. Is after first the Dorm came. Shena Karusosoi, Rabbi Kiva holds no Yod Ein Zika, and Kozuman, the Yavam, did not make Yibam, he didn't live with her, it's not his wife, even though he makes Maimer, it's not called his wife yet. Therefore, V'ein Meifin the Dorm. Afilu B'Shutfis, he cannot be Meifer, the Shemeris Yavam's Neder, even B'Shutfis with the father. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svara. That writes as the old, like we had before, Ein Zika, so therefore, Kol Zaman, you don't make Yibam with her, she's not called your wife, you're not the husband, you can't be Mefer. And Beloshin Azeh Omer Ben Azai. On this Beloshin, when Ben Azai heard this, he said upon himself, like, Chaval Alecha Ben Azai, Shlei Shimashta Shem Akiva. Like he said upon himself, he felt bad that he wasn't Mishama Shem Akiva. Because he saw Rabbi Kiva's svara as a very good svara. He saw how great Rabbi Kiva was. He said upon himself, like, I wasn't zeichet to be mishamish Rabbi Kiva.